in that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by more of him, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's in that meeting, for the morning bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinners have refused to heed the call. There will be no morning over the way with loved ones. There will be no long nights of bleeding prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at the meeting in the air.
Amen. Would you read something with me this morning? You might be able to quote it, but sitting in the office this morning thinking about the service. Amen. We'll sing that chorus just again in a second, but Psalms chapter number 100. Amen. Let's read this together. This is Thanksgiving Sunday, and we're blessed to be the people of God, are we not? Amen. We're blessed. We are so, so blessed. Amen. Psalms chapter 100, the Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Amen. Can we enter his gates this morning with thanksgiving? Amen. From the front to the back and side to side. Amen. Let's just enter his gates this morning with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Can we worship him and thank him right now, church? Glory to God. Glory to God. Why don't you lift your heart, lift your hands toward the Lord. Take a moment to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Abundantly.
Take a few moments this morning. Welcome in our guests. Amen. We're glad to have them in the house of the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you love the Lord, say amen. 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 Good to see each and every one in the house of the Lord today. And we're going to worship the Lord with our tithes this morning. Want our deacons to come as we receive our tithes to the Lord. Amen. Give us unto the Lord today. God bless you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord, the work of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate our deacons as they serve the people of God. And you give as unto the Lord today, as God has given to you. And let's be a blessing to the work of the Lord. Brother Johnny Sykes, lead us to the Lord in prayer this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you as you give this morning. And I want the quartet to come get ready to sing for us if they would. Let me remind you, Tuesday night will be our midweek this week, changing in honor of Thanksgiving. And trust each and every one of you will have a wonderful time if you get to spend time with family or friends and just have a blessed time of the Lord. So remember, Tuesday night this week, our Thanksgiving service will be Tuesday night, all right? And 7:30, and it's always a special night, special time as we magnify the Lord. So Amen. Remember that, if you would, Tuesday evening. Also, today is our Thanksgiving offering, and we'll be doing that at the end of the sermon and just worshiping the Lord, so we look forward with anticipation of that as well. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Every day is a gift of God, but certainly as we approach this time of the year, how much more do we have praise in our hearts for the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness of God? Amen. So let's lift him up today and let's praise his name. Hallelujah.
Jesus said to his disciples, I will go prepare a place, a land of many mansions where we'll spend eternal days. Then he ascended to the land, he promised to prepare. Well, I am so excited because I know I'm going there.
Now here,
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, a land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
Now here,
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
I have made my reservation for that city long ago. There at an old-time altar where the Savior saved my soul. If I should die tomorrow or I meet him in the air, I know that I am ready cause I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
I have made my reservation for that city long ago. There at an old-time altar where the Savior saved my soul. If I should die tomorrow or I meet him in the air, I know that I am ready cause I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, a land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
Now here,
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, a land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah, home of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, a land
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah, home of the holy, hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there. I'm happy now that I can tell you, I know I'm going there.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. You know you're headed there. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The book of Psalms this morning. Amen. The book of Psalms. Praise the Lord. As you're turning there, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Edward Floyd Jr. request the honor of your presence at the marriage of their daughter, Kylie Elizabeth, to Trey Matthew Brown. And that'll be Saturday, the 16th of December, 2017, 6 o'clock in the evening. And that's going to be in Turbyville, South Carolina. And so that information is going to be posted on the bulletin board. But remember Sister Kylie and Brother Trey, and just, about 3 weeks or so, and they'll be getting married, all right, over in, is it Turbyville or Turbyville? Turbyville, all right, Turbyville, South Carolina, and If you've been over there, we've preached, the choir sang, things of that nature, at the campground on Pudding Swamp Road. Amen. So you need to head on over there. It's worth the drive just to say you've been on Pudding Swamp Road. Amen. How many's ever been somewhere like that? Yeah, they walk toward town to hunt over there. So, amen. But let's be in prayer for them and pray for Brother Trey, Sister Kylie, and just looking forward to what the Lord has in store. Amen. For their life as they serve the body of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms chapter number 116 this morning and verses 17, 18, and 19. Amen. Psalms chapter number 116, starting at verse number 17. If you have it, say amen. The Bible said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Psalmist declares that he will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. I want to use that title this morning to preach to you about a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today in the presence of the Lord. Of course, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and 4 years ago, this will be our fifth annual Thanksgiving offering. God just challenged my heart to do something special on this day. And so at the end of the sermon today, we receive what we're calling a Thanksgiving offering, and challenged our people over the last 4 years that it would be, Sister Marcia, it is good to see you in the house of the Lord today. I didn't see you. Good to see you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know you are thankful to be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see her. If at any point in time you need to interrupt this service, you have the Spirit and my permission to do so accordingly. Get what you need from being in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Good to see Sister Marcia. But I challenged our people to that this would be the biggest offering we would receive of the year. And also, not only just the biggest offering, but it would be an offering of celebration, just as thanks unto the Lord. And in Leviticus chapter number 7, of the different offerings that are listed there, of the five major offerings, the peace offering is one of those five, being the third listed in numerical order. And among those peace offerings was the thanksgiving offering. And a thanksgiving offering was voluntary. It was spontaneous. It wasn't compulsory, written into the law like tithes were and other obligations financially. But it was that which God has given to you out of the abundance of what God has given to you to be a blessing back to the Lord. It was that sentiment when the psalmist said, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits? What can I give to the Lord because as good as God has been to me? And so over the last 4 years, we've received just offerings that have just been absolutely awesome to the glory of God. The first year was about $21,000, and we'd re-roofed the parsonage and bought a van. The second year was the miracle offering, how God provided the land of $147,000, and we was able to write that check and pay that land off, which I can't tell you how many times a week I still thank God for, and just what an awesome thing that God did for us. That a couple of years ago, Brother Reynolds is here today, and his company re-roofed the church from the wall behind me all the way to the end of the Sunday school building, and we took that offering and we asked God for $50,000, and it was $51,000 in that offering, and God provided that need. Last year was about $30,000 in our Thanksgiving offering, and we upgraded a lot of things here on the campus and to take care of the house of the Lord, including the parking lot and different things. And it's just through the thankfulness of God's people and the blessings of the Lord as we're able to give as unto the Lord. And so my mind finds me in Psalms chapter number 116 today, and three things I'd like to show you out of this passage of Scripture, and then I want to receive our offering and just celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Notice this, the psalmist said that I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Notice the person to whom this offering is pledged. Notice to whom the offering is given. Three times in these couple of verses, the psalmist says words to the effect that I'm giving this unto the Lord. Verse number 17, he said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He said, I will call upon the name of the Lord. In the verse number 18, he said, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. And so the psalmist is reminding us that we're giving this offering, we're giving it as unto the Lord. Just a little while, I'll talk about how it was in front of all of the people of God. It was a public display of thanksgiving, but it was directed and pledged to God Almighty. Amen. Can I stand before you today and remind all of us that everything that we have comes from the hand of God? Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Amen. And I know I don't have to remind you of that, but sometimes we do take it for granted, and sometimes we can just be busy with the humdrum of life and the schedules of life that we forget on a daily basis how good God has been to us, that we're able to live and we're able to get up and move and to function in the community, in this society that we have. But not only just as Americans, which that in and of itself is a tremendous blessing to be born in the land in which we live. What a great nation, what a wonderful, glorious nation the hand of God has been upon us. And with all of our problems and with all of our faults, I still am glad to be an American. I'm still glad to have religious freedom today. I'm glad we're not oppressed. I'm glad we're not persecuted. That day may come. You and I don't know the horizon, but as far as me and my house, I'm glad to be in this land. I don't take the blessings of God for granted, and I realize it's not just because we are an industrious nation, but it was men of God and holy leaders that founded this nation and birthed us out of the loins of the English revivals, and men that were seeking after God. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful today to live in this land, but not just to be an American. How about being a child of God? How about being saved? Amen. What greater blessing? What greater blessing than to be a child of God, to know that your name, I said your name, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is a daily, how many thank God on a daily basis that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You're a child of God, and out of some 7+ billion people on planet Earth, I don't know how many are saved, but I'm glad I'm one of the saved ones. I'm glad I'm a child of God. I'm glad I know that I'm going to heaven. I'm glad I've been saved from the darkness of sin. I'm glad Jesus is my Savior, and I come to give Him praise. And so the psalmist said, call on the name of the Lord. The psalmist said, rend your vows unto the Lord. It's unto Him that we come before today. It's unto Him that we come to magnify and glorify the name. It would be arrogance or pride or discontentment that would cause me not to call on the Lord or not to give my vow or thanksgiving offering to the Lord. And so I don't have a pride or discontentment. One of the driving sentiments of starting the thanksgiving offering was a way to try to change the culture of the world in which we live. And we may not be able to change the American culture, but I'll tell you this morning, this event has changed the culture of my life. I really believe it's changed the culture of our church. I really believe it's created an atmosphere and a greater attitude of thanksgiving to the Lord and appreciation, not just today, but all year long, that God's faithfulness and God's goodness and God's mercy and God's favor is upon our lives. And so I want to be thankful unto the Lord. America is so discontent. People are so unhappy. So people are set on edge. It seems as if so many have so many emotions that run deep inside of them. It should not be so in the mind and the heart of a child of God. Amen. We ought to thank God and live them peaceably among men as best we can. But when we come to the house of the Lord, amen, we ought not have to be reminded of the blessings of the Lord or pumped and primed or to give God praise. Amen. As I read this morning, we ought to be able to come into the sanctuary of the Most High God and realize I'm entering His courts. I'm entering His courts. I'm coming into His house to give Him praise today. Amen. How many are grateful for the opportunity to be in God's house? So when we give this offering in a little bit, we're giving it unto the Lord. We're paying our vows unto the Lord. But notice the psalmist secondly identifies the spirit to which this offering is given. The offering is given in the spirit of thanksgiving. So he identifies that spirit in which this offering is sacrificed. It is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now that word will exclude a lot of people because nobody wants to sacrifice in our world. But notice it is a sacrifice. It is something that is not compulsory, but it's something that is voluntary. It is something that I willingly do because of the goodness of the Lord. Some say, well, I don't have enough to be sacrificial. I read recently about a man by the name of Albert Lexi. This story stayed with me because you don't have to have a lot of money or make a lot of money to be sacrificial. The story is told of Albert Lexi, who in 1981, Albert started working at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, cleaning and polishing shoes for $5 a pair. Satisfied customers often tipped him, usually a dollar or two. One Christmas, a customer gave Albert $50 for shining one pair of shoes. Big tips like that were rare, of course, and over the years as styles changed, Albert saw his business dwindle. In 2013, Albert retired after 32 years on the job. There was a farewell party. Hospital staff and administrators spoke of how much he'd be missed. But when Albert walked out the door on his last day, his influence at the hospital continued. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because during all of those years of shining shoes, Albert Lexi donated more than 30% of his earnings to the hospital's free care fund, which helps cash-strapped parents pay for their children's medical care. And those tips, he gave every one of his tips to the hospital. And in his 32 years shining shoes, Albert gave in excess of $200,000 to the hospital. You don't have to have a lot of money to be sacrificial. And so the psalmist called it a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, of an appreciation of how good God has been. You'll remember 4 years ago, I went down a list of 20 things that I was thankful for. I read over that list this morning and added a few more things. God has been good to me. Amen. I said, I'm glad for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Not only for health to be in the house of the Lord, as I said, and not only for salvation, but what about God's faithfulness to your life and God's mercy to your life? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the miracles and the signs and the wonders, the healings that God has provided. The house that we live in and the food that we eat and the car that we drive and the job that we have, the clothes that we put on this morning. How many realize the blessings of the Lord? Amen. The blessings of the Lord are rich and abundant in our lives today. How many have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren that are serving the Lord? Amen. As John said, there's no greater joy than to hear that your children walk in truth. How many are grateful that your marriage is together and your home is intact and God has given you a beautiful home and a beautiful marriage and a wonderful, wonderful family? I want God to know I appreciate the blessings blessings of the Lord. I'm thankful for the opportunity to minister God's word. What a privilege to be a pastor. What a great honor to be a preacher and to stand in the pulpit on behalf of God and declare the oracles of God. What an awesome, awesome privilege that is. What about those of you that teach and serve in leadership or play music or sing song? What an honor that God gave you that ability. God gave you that talent as a board member or as an instructor or as a teacher. I said, God, the blessings of the Lord. When I look around and see what the Lord has done for me, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. It makes me want to shout praise the Lord. It makes me want to give back to the Lord that which God has given to me. And so that's why, friend, we come before the Lord and we offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. At a time like this, people always ask, well, how much is the right amount? I found this in a book David Jeremiah wrote recently about the fruit of the Spirit, and he quotes C.S. Lewis, and I want you to listen to C.S. Lewis out of his book, Mere Christianity, when we're giving offerings. He said, I do not believe one can settle how much we ought to give. I am afraid the only safe way is to give more than we can spare. In other words, if our expenditure on comforts, luxuries, amusements, etc., is up to the standard common among those with the same income as our own, we're probably giving away too little. If our charities do not at all pinch or hamper us, I say that our expenditures are too small. And I love this sentence. There ought to be things that we should like to do and cannot because our charity's expenditure excludes them. A sacrifice of thanksgiving. So not only the person to which it's purpose, not only the spirit in which it's sacrificed, but notice this, the psalmist reminds us that this is done in the presence of all of his people. Look at verse number 18. I will pay my vows. Now, again, the psalmist has made a vow to the Lord. One of the thanksgiving offerings, it can be a voluntary offering or it can be a vow offering. It can be a vow offering in the sense that, Lord, if you'll do this, then I will do that, according to Numbers chapter number 21, verses 1 through 3. So notice the psalmist. At some previous time, the psalmist has made a declaration of a vow to the Lord. He has made a vow of a future offering to the Lord. And we have in verse number 18 that same psalmist coming now before the presence of the Lord. And the psalmist saying, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people. Amen. So step into this church service and notice with me the congregation that witnesses as this offering is celebrated. Here comes this psalmist who has made a prior declaration of God's faithfulness. And God has provided. God has blessed. God has made that promise fruition. And so this psalmist comes back to the Lord and he said, I am here to pay the vow that I made to the Lord. I am here. I am here to witness God's faithfulness. I am here to witness God's blessings. I am here to witness that God has given to me. And as God has given to me, I'm here to pay my vow to the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. Can you imagine how that crowd and the congregation, amen, would have been thrilled and rejoiced to see the blessings of God in that psalmist's life and said, God, you've been good to him. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And there was a time of celebration among the people of God. Isn't it much like that in our services when a spirit of giving breaks out and people began to rejoice and magnify God? Amen. Such as it has a couple of times during this Thanksgiving offering as the Spirit of the Lord comes in and we just worship the Lord with our offerings and a time of celebration breaks out. Folks shout and rejoice. Why? Amen. Not because we're making an idol of money, but we're celebrating that this comes from God, that God has provided for me, that God is faithful, that God is abundant, that everything I have, it comes comes from the Lord, and I celebrate the goodness of God. Hey, friend, I know there's a contagious spirit of giving. What you have done on the Thanksgiving offerings has inspired a lot of other churches. As I've been out, now, I'll make you two promises. Number one, I don't talk bad about my church when I go preach somewhere else. Sometimes I want to, but I don't. Because you probably want to talk bad about me when I'm preaching those meetings, and you don't, right? Right? Amen's right there. But secondly, I do testify of the goodness of God. Somebody say, well, you don't want to get the devil all mad at you. Do you brag on that? Do you really think me bragging on God is going to make the devil any more of a devil than he already is? The devil absolutely hates us, and me talking about what God has done, it's not going to stir the devil up any more than he's already stirred up. And so I get tired of folks always worried about the devil. Why don't somebody celebrate about the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God? And why somebody don't shout amen and say, when I think about the goodness of God, and when I realize where God has brought me from, and when I realize how good God has been, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. It makes me want to run. It makes me want to dance. It makes me want to clap my hands. It makes me want to lift up my heart and hands to the Lord. God has been good to me. Glory. But I tell you this morning, I don't know, there's probably 8 or 10 other churches. There may be more, but I'm in direct contact, I know, with 8 or 10. That are receiving offerings this morning. So I was texting them, telling them I'd be praying that God would meet them in that offering, and a spirit of giving and a spirit of thanksgiving would break out in their church. And what God has done for us, God would do for them, because God is not a respecter of persons. God doesn't play favorites. I said, oh, my friend, this morning, I've come to give God praise. I don't care whether it's $10, $1,000, or 10,000, 100,000, it makes me no difference. Amen. But what I have, I give it to the Lord, and I sacrifice it before God. And just like that animal was placed on the offering and the altar, and God consumed it with this fire, I pray, God, this morning, as we bring our offerings, as we bring our sacrifices, with the holy power and fire of God, would he come down again, and would he touch every heart and every life, and we leave this place saying, my, we've seen the glory of God. We've seen the power of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory. So before we proceed any further, would you just do me one favor, and then just stretch a hand toward heaven, and would you pray for those 8 or 10 congregations that are getting ready to receive Thanksgiving offerings today, that the will of the Lord would be done in their churches and in their ministry. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we lift up our voice. Lord, would you bless them? Lord, I know the visions that you've given to the men of God. I know the plans that they have laid for their congregations. But I pray today the hand of God and the Spirit of God would ascend. Oh, hallelujah, and bless them and touch them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let there be liberty. Let there, oh my God, do things in such a way that only God can get the credit, that only God can get the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anybody in this building today, you've got a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a spirit of thanksgiving, a praise to the Lord? Amen. Would you stand to your feet and just lift your hands toward heaven and begin to give God praise and begin to give God glory right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's lift our voice. Let's lift our voice to God. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Ah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Somebody praise him that you saved. Somebody praise him for the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him for the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Ah, praise him for your family. Praise him for health. Praise him for goodness. Glory, glory. Ah, let's take a few moments and magnify and glorify his name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let's sing.
Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Every day that I live,
well, I am blessed.
When I wake up
in the morning,
till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I have shoes.
Let's sing it. Let's sing it as a prayer to the Lord.
I have plenty to eat and a home.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
In heaven by and by. My brothers and sisters on this earth, they are mine by my new birth. And we will live in that home.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God.
Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Well,
every day that I live,
I am blessed.
Oh, when I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am
praise
blessed.
The Lord. Brother Jeremy, would you all come get ready to receive our offering this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keep playing, Brother Mark. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Last few years, we've just done this row by row. And first time we took our Thanksgiving offering, I really felt like we needed to come before the Lord and present it to the Lord. So we're going to do that again this morning. And when I did it that first Sunday, I had them counted on the platform. I hope that doesn't offend you. But it's just a dedication offering to the Lord. It is not compulsory. It's not your tithes. Tithes are mandated. Tithes are required by God. Offerings are required. But the peace offering, this Thanksgiving offering, was as God has blessed you, God has given to you, God, out of his overflow, has been merciful to you. You just come to the Lord and say, Lord, here's my offering. So whether you want to drop your offering and worship up here on the platform on the sides, I tell you, I don't want to just receive an offering financially. I'm here to give it to the Lord. I'm here to celebrate the goodness of God. We're here to celebrate the faithfulness of the Lord. We're here to celebrate God's hand on your family and God's hand on your life another year. Maybe you want to make a vow to the Lord. You do that. You do that. It could be public or it could be private, whichever way. But this morning, after you give an offering, maybe you don't even have an offering to give. You're included in this. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So as Brother Mark sings this, amen, I just want row by row, starting with the front row all the way to the back, come give your offering, then find a place to worship the Lord. Let's do it right now. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. Let's sing it, church, all over this auditorium today. Let's sing it to the Lord. Let's worship his name. When I wake up, glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your name, Lord.
I am blessed.
How we love you, Lord.
I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed.
Oh, I am blessed. We worship you today. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, as a congregation, we give it to you. Lord, as a congregation, we surrender to you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We love you today. God, would you bless families? Lord, would you bless families? Would you bring backsliders back? Would you save the lost? God, heal Sister Marcia today. God, heal her body. Oh, my God, heal her body. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let signs and wonders follow them which do believe. Glory to God, glory to God. We magnify you, Lord. Ah, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Oh, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord, it is to be praised. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, Lord, we magnify Your name. Oh, there is no God like our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship Him, church. Ah, let's magnify Him right now. Oh, let's magnify Him and give Him praise and glory. Hallelujah.
I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed.
When I wake up. Oh, when I wake up. Hallelujah.
Bless my head to rest.
Glory.
I am blessed.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your
name. I am blessed.
I worship
you.
Oh, worship.
I am blessed. Yes, I be blessed every day. And I live. I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning. Till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.